Baby, you a song. You make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
Let's just watch Jurgi for a while and see what he's doing back in the news center.
All right.
He is running around. Now he's grabbing some papers. Now he's... Oh, okay. Now he's... He has two bows on his glasses, too. Did you get some new glasses? What's going on here? Did you get some glasses there, buddy?
No, these come from Bonnie Amistadi's husband. He had an extra pair.
Oh, yeah, you've told that story before. So you stole them from Dwayne.
No, I found them.
So Dwayne left them to me. So Dwayne left him at your house or
she
at the newsroom, and then you took
them. She gave them to me months ago. And they're a pair that I carry in the cruiser, the news cruiser, and I just brought them in. Jim Monk was wearing my one bowl glasses for the 1:30 news. And then Don Haney has a very chic pair that we are able to borrow on occasion.
Oh, very chic pair.
Yes, they're red. Should I go get those?
No, I've seen Don with them before, yes. They're very chic, yes, all right, for Don.
Yes, yes.
You know, what do you have in your hand there, my friend?
Well, I told you, I'm still battling a cold.
Where'd you pick up this cold?
I don't know. Two grandkids, I'm not going to point the finger.
No, I think you might have. Non-drowsy, daytime, multi-symptom cold flu relief.
You see how thrifty I am?
You went to the CVS pharmacy.
And I bought what?
24 soft gels.
The CVS brand.
Well, the CVS brand,
and
yes.
And right next to the more expensive DayQuil. And I opted to save like $2.
I did a bit on this on my program before, that my wife and daughter and I often have
discussions
about
generics?
Store brand, generics, and name brand. And I contend that most things in this country come from a handful of factories.
I think you might be right.
The acetaminophen factory, for example.
Yeah.
And they just stick it in different packaging and put a different name on it, and they sell it for less money. They're convinced that certain brands are made in very special places, and that's why they cost more money.
I think it depends on what it is. Right on this box, it says, compared to the active ingredients in Vicks DayQuil. They're going right after them.
That's because Vicks DayQuil makes them, and then they also make a profit up selling them to CVS. It all comes from the cold pill factory. I guarantee it.
Cold pill factory.
Yes, right next to the ketchup factory.
The CPF.
The paint factory.
This relieves congested, stuffy head.
The cola factory.
Sore throat, coughing, aching, and fever, so you can get through the day.
Medicine.
So it says.
And the shirt factory. All shirts are made in the same place.
Well,
they stick
not.
Different labels on them.
Don't say anything about this today.
I'm not going to say anything about that shirt you're wearing. Your
okay, I'll be in big trouble when I get home.
Kids would be very upset about it. 4 o'clock, 4-pack. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a 4-pack because I was busy running around.
Well, you and Kirk Street and Coach. And
I'm not the one that ends up.
Fowler.
I'm not the media person in town who ends up drinking beer with Kirk Herbstreit. Last night.
Was someone?
In downtown Fargo.
Someone was?
I'm not going to say who it was.
Really?
His brother. Really? His brother's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. I got it. Really?
Yeah. Oh,
they get the big scoop.
I get a tweet last night, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, what? So you're drinking beer with Kirk Herbstreit? Oh, yeah, ran into him. What? So I said, yeah. He said Kirk's a great guy. Down home.
Calls him Big K.
He does. So I don't have a 4-pack.
Okay.
So what should we do?
I don't know. We could talk about, college game day.
Here we go. Well, we'll save that for later. Number four, whatever on our list, a Phoenix school's new T-shirt design in Phoenix, Arizona has some parents fuming, Jurgi. The red and white shirts for North Point Prep proudly proclaim, "We're the Falcons."
That's fine. That's their name.
In small print, below very larger print, that is WTF. We, W, the, T, Falcons, F, WTF. Some parents believe it's in very poor taste.
Does it stand for what, Wendell Tyler Fredrickson?
I think it might. The term is text message speak. Oh, for a rather obscene question. We're the Falcons.
And then the abbreviate below, WTF.
Yes.
Well, I can see why some parents would be fuming.
Things must be pretty good in Phoenix, Arizona, if parents are fuming over this.
At North Point Prep?
North Point Prep.
You think that's a preppy school?
Probably.
I'll bet it is.
Denny. How about a Fresca? I bet it is.
What'd you say? How about a Fresca?
How about a Fresca? Danny, are we friends, Danny? Caddyshack.
Okay.
Judge Smales and Danny.
Yes.
How about a Fresca?
Well, I guess they have a lot of issues there to worry about at North Point Prep, but I could see where they'd be outraged.
It reminds me of several years ago when Devil's Lake High School. They were the Satans.
Satans.
Yes, yes, yes. And they couldn't do that anymore because that was offensive to some people, that they were the Devil's Lake Satans.
Mm-hmm.
So they went through the whole process of letting kids pick out a new nickname, blah, blah, blah. And they did the vote and the student council, and they were going to empower the students. And they ended up picking the Blazers.
No, isn't it the Firebirds?
No, no.
Blazers?
They first went to the Firebirds. They first picked the Blazers.
Okay. Oh, that's right. And then?
And then?
They didn't like that.
Parents were outraged because they found out that a Blazer is a term about drug use.
Right.
That's a marijuana cigarette, for example.
A Blazer.
Yes. A Blazer.
What about this, what I'm wearing today?
That's a Blazer.
This is the MWC Communications, the MWC.
It's an old Blazer.
Did you get the issue?
I did not.
This is issued by the company.
It
Jim
is.
Monk and I both have them on.
I don't have one. I haven't got mine yet.
Yeah. Like the old ABC Monday Night Football Sport Coat.
It is. It's got a mustard yellow
with the
crest on it.
Wow.
Very classy.
My brother-in-law is a Satan, by the way, from way back when.
You're calling your brother-in-law Satan?
No. He played hockey.
Does his head twist around?
Graduated from Devil's Lake High School back in... I'll say 84. And he still has a Satan hockey jersey. Back from the day.
Satan hockey jersey.
Yes, he does.
Good for him.
He played for the Satans.
Now they're the, what did we say they were? The Firebirds.
Firebirds.
That's kind of boring. Number 2-1, I have no idea.
You've lost control of the ship.
I know it's number 3, Pinto, but I don't have a list in front of me. What else were we going to talk about?
What else is there to talk about?
Well...
Downtown
Fargo.
Yeah.
Game day.
And who made the final call to go downtown, do you think?
Do I think?
Because they understand there were some meetings.
Well.
Last weekend, early this week.
I think somebody.
Let's not name names.
Well, somebody who carries a lot of sway around here is very successful in flood fights or is known for being very successful in flood fights. So I wonder if
I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering.
See, I've heard some of the same chatter.
I think there was some pushback.
I think there was. I've heard some chatter that there were certain segments of the Fargo population that weren't thrilled about this thing being downtown. And then other certain segments of the population said, sorry, we overrule your segment, so we're going to be downtown with this thing.
And it's going to work out, don't you
It'll
think?
Be fantastic.
Yep. I have a parking spot, I think.
You do?
Unless I give it up.
Is it because of that blazer?
No, I won't be wearing this blazer.
You going to wear that t-shirt?
Well, my daughter and son, I'll tell you if they see it. See, I'm just a homer.
You are a homer.
What's my shirt say? Kids aren't listening.
North Dakota State University Bison. It says NDSU Bison on it.
See, and I have two children that have graduated from the University of North Dakota, and they're very proud of the University of North Dakota, so... I really didn't want you to bring this up today, but you did, because we needed to fill, because you didn't put together a 4-pack. So it's all, if I go home tonight and I get in trouble from my kids.
You won't get in trouble.
It's going to be
they respect
all
you too much.
About you.
They respect you too much.
Uh-huh. But did you see that?
What now? This 4-pack is going nowhere.
It's
going
to text.
This is totally... pointless, aimless. I'm unprepared for today's show because I was trying to interview Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler today.
I'm medicated.
You're stoned out of your gourd with your CVS pharmacy stuff.
It's non-drowsy.
How come 6 are missing? Like a minute ago, there was none missing.
I took 2.
You took 2?
I took 2 about 2 hours ago, and I'm still kind of coughing. And it says instant relief almost. So I don't know.
I
shouldn't take any more, right?
You know what's good for a cold?
Yes.
I would... do that at 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
6:01 p.m. I would do that remedy instead of that remedy.
So are you going to camp out tonight? What's your plan?
No, I'm broadcasting tomorrow morning.
You've got to get there bright and early.
I'm going to be getting there about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm talking like you were talking.
Are you biking in?
I'm going to drive somewhat near downtown and then either walk or bike.
I have a spot, but I'm not going to give it up because then I'd pull up and there'd be a big white F-150 there with a boat behind it, and you'd take my spot.
No, I'm fine.
Secret spot.
I'm going to park away from... There's going to be 10 grand down there.
You think so?
Yes.
I think there will be.
There's going to... I mean, I was thinking before, there's 10,000 people from here who went to Texas for one game.
Right.
We're a community of 150,000 people. If we can't get 10 grand to watch a bunch of guys talk about college football in downtown Fargo, we should be embarrassed.
And I've got my VCR set to tape it so I can... Watch
Do
it
you?
Later.
Yep. I have my beta set to tape it.
It should be fun. And if anybody wants to watch it, you know, later, come over and watch it tomorrow night or something.
I'll stop on by. As long as you're providing the beverages and the snacks.
I got the tape set and everything.
Good.
And so it should be fun. Should be fun. Going to be a little chilly in the morning.
40 degrees, Shauna said.
Yep. I'm going to dress appropriately.
Are you sick of it? The question I asked to start the show today was, are you sick of it? Can you wait till noon tomorrow?
What would we have done this week?
Nothing.
Because the game, you know.
We would have talked about trees having been cut down in Moorhead because the fruit was falling off.
There wasn't a lot going on.
It's
a big deal. Chris Fowler said, you were at the press conference. He said, we never seen like it. He didn't continue on and say, do you guys have anything else to do?
I think that's what he kind of meant, though. Thanks, Jerry. We got through 11 minutes of nothingness.
We'll see you downtown tomorrow.
You bet, Petula Clark.
Downtown.
Petula Clark, our news director here at KFGO. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. Samantha Ponder has made an appearance in downtown Fargo. She is there right now. For all you 25 to 54-year-old males, Samantha Ponder is on the set in downtown Fargo. It looks pretty cool. It looks like a college town.
It kind of does.
That's pretty neat. I like that. ESPN2, if you want to check it out. I know you're going to keep listening to the Mike McFeely Show, but ESPN2 is showing downtown Fargo right now with Samantha Ponder and two other people I've never seen before. This is the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO.